Right, some of you aren't happy that we have so many schools that are closed. You aren't happy that so many schools are closed. Others are totally understanding of the decisions that have been taken by head teachers, the length and breadth of the country. Huge number of schools closed because of the poor weather. Let me speak to Jackie White, who's from the Ulster Teachers Union. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jackie, why are so many schools closed this morning?
I think what we have to remember is that closing a school is the very, very final port of call. Now, in Northern Ireland, I know we always throw our arms up and say, how come we can't cope with a bit of snow? But I think because part of the thing is that because we don't have, it's not as if every winter we have this kind of situation. We don't necessarily have the proper infrastructure and so on to deal with this in rural areas. Because whilst we have a number of schools closed, you will find that those are in pockets that have been the most affected. So principals have to weigh that up and they have to look at the health and safety of their staff. They have to look at the health and safety of their children. And indeed, they have to look at the health and safety of parents who are trying to get the children to school. And the thing is that whilst I can understand it's disruptive, it's difficult for parents, it's difficult for people to try and arrange childcare, if you like, at the last minute. And often it looks like the last minute because schools have tried other ways of looking at the issue. Principals have gone in to assess the area around the school. They've looked at the whole thing and they really don't want to be closing the school, which is often why the information is coming through, hopefully in a timely enough fashion. But to parents, it will feel as if it's a bit last minute because you're trying not to have to go down that route. But at the end of the day, we would be having a completely different conversation if schools opened and, God forbid, a child was injured or worse or a teacher and so on. And I heard a principal actually being interviewed this morning who said that they had a substitute teacher had almost been killed on a day when there was snow on the way to school. And those are the things that you have to take into account. You know, it is an inconvenience. Hopefully it will not last long, and our snow, apart from in 2010 or whenever that was, our snow doesn't tend to last long. And hopefully for that inconvenience, we know that at least we have kept everybody involved safe.
Are school principals and those responsible for the school more worried now about being sued by parents?
You know, I don't know that that is what is uppermost in their minds. What is uppermost in their minds, and we've seen that through a number of very, very tragic incidents recently where through no fault of the school, there have been children hurt or injured or whatever. And it's that the school is there. Paramount is the protection of the child. That's paramount. And I think, okay, if something happens, on down the line, there is a process or whatever, but uppermost in their minds is not being in that situation in the first place, and not from the point of view of somebody suing or somebody taking a claim, but from the point of view of the health and safety of the children. We don't want any family, any child, to have to go through anything like that. And sadly, if that means a bit more inconvenience for more people, we, you know, as I said earlier, we would be looking at a completely different story if a child was injured. And then the questions would be asked, why was the health and safety of the children not paramount? And I think that's what these principals are trying to do. And I would also remind, you know, parents who, and I can understand them being, as I say, disgruntled, but, you know, it looks like, from the outside, a day off for everybody. But school teachers schools have got a curriculum to be covered. And anything which is not being done today is going to have to be fitted in the future. So it's work which is being deferred, not work which isn't being done at all. And it's actually adding to workload and adding to the children's stress, if you like, in a way, because they're going to have to deal with some things a bit more quickly. So all of those things are taken into account. I'm also aware at the minute that there are schools trying to take account of the fact that some children are doing exams at the moment and they're trying to open parts of the school and get them there. But when you have the whole school population coming in, you've got a lot of them arriving in cars, you've got roads which are, you know, you could have cars sliding into each other, you could have children hit by cars, all sorts of things. Really, you have to balance that risk against, you know, the inconvenience of a day or two. And let's hope within the next day or two this will be sorted out.
And Jennifer, on a text from earlier on, was saying it's easier for the teachers. They're more likely to close a school now because they can easily contact the parents with a mobile phone. There's just a mass text sent out and the school is closed. If we didn't have mobile phones, would they still be closing them?
Well, in the days before we had mobile phones, I can remember when I was teaching, and that was long before mobile phones, to be honest with you, that the actual incident I'm thinking about. Now, it wasn't a snow day. It was pipes burst and no heating in the school and no water in the school. And obviously, that's a health and safety issue for children as well. And what it meant was actually more in a way of an inconvenience because parents had left children at school and those parents all had to be contacted individually at workplaces and so on to come to collect their children. So the benefit of it, I understand that, you know, it feels as if, but I would reiterate the fact that it is always a last resort, but it feels as if it's much easier. And from that point of view, it's much easier then to manage those health and safety issues. But at least in this case, parents are aware of what's happening before they actually go to work. In the days prior to mobile phones, parents were being interrupted at work, called out of work, having to try to organise things from work. So at least they have, whilst it maybe doesn't feel like an awful lot of time, they have a wee bit more time to kind of put something in place in an emergency like this.
Okay. Jackie, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.